B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
A lot of possibilities for the Sixers. A lot of free agent possibilities also with the Sixers. And to discuss that and other matters, including a very interesting and informative event that our next guest has planned. He is the voice of Philadelphia 76ers on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Mark Zumwalt joins us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hello, Mark. How are we today?
Mikey, I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on. And considering the fact that there are no games, still a very exciting time for Sixers fans, for NBA fans. I'm psyched for tomorrow, and I'm psyched for July 1st, and the time that's going to come after that should be really, really interesting.
It really should, and I want to talk to you about that in a minute. But first, you know, I'm really interested in the first annual Mark Zumwalt Sports Casting Seminar. This is a great idea that you have, and it's going to happen next Saturday. Tell us a little bit about it.
So this is pretty much a 40,000-foot overview of the industry. I think if you want to break into the business or you are in the business in some form or fashion, it's going to be open to high school juniors and seniors, college students, college graduates, people who are already in the business, maybe people later in life who suddenly wake up and say, you know what, I always wanted to do this, and never had the opportunity. This would be a great way, I think, to get yourself into that. I, of course, will talk about all the stupid things that I've done over 40-plus years, so the attendees don't make the same mistakes. But we're going to cover it all, whether it's sports production. My boss at NBC Sports Philly, Sean Oleksiak, is going to be there. Michael Barkan from NBC Sports Philly. Darryl Reynolds, who, of course, played for Villanova's 2016 national champions. He's going to have a really interesting perspective, I think, on the sports media business from the perspective of an athlete. So if you're a reporter, you're in a locker room, you're interviewing an athlete, how best to gain their trust and interview them. Adam Lefko, who is a real star now on Bleacher Report, is going to talk about social media and the digital world. Zach Gelb, who's a young talk show host. I know you know him. He's done wonders with his career. He's only like 24 years old. And we're going to save the best here for last.
Yes.
Serena Winters and your Natalie Agonoff.
That is correct.
The distaff perspective. And I'm really getting to Natalie now as we settle in and talk about what she's going to do. And one of the things that I found really interesting was the fact that the nuns in her high school could not get her to keep quiet. So they steered her to the school TV station. And that's how she got involved in the business.
Pretty amazing story. And
yes.
Serena and Natalie are on the rise, as we say, and it'll be interesting to hear their perspective. So this is going to happen next Saturday from 9 to 5 at the Cherry Hill JCC.
That's right. It's on Springdale Road in Cherry Hill. And folks who are interested are invited simply to go to my Twitter account, at Mark Zumwalt. And there will be a link to a website where you can register and get all the information. There'll be an opportunity for people to ask questions as well. But it's a full Saturday. It's a full day. We're going to serve lunch to people. We're going to have breaks. I think it's going to be a great way to glean some knowledge, get some contacts, and get yourself involved in the business in any way you choose to do it.
Well, you get some really good people, not the least of which is yourself as the venerable broadcaster, and give them that perspective. Sounds good, and good luck with it.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Let's talk about this Sixer situation. And, you know, the draft is coming, but they also have to look at this free agency situation. So what areas do you think that they would be looking at in both directions?
First and foremost, I think you have to concentrate on re-signing your guys. So, obviously, Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris have to be 1-2 in terms of priorities. clearly their agents are doing their due diligence and they're going to do their due diligence as it relates to other teams. You know, it's wide open. There is a great free agency class out there. Kevin Durant among them, of course. And that's going to be an interesting story. Kawhi Leonard, once he decides that he's going to be a free agent. Al Horford has added himself to the mix, apparently, so that's going to be interesting as well. And if you're Elton Brand, you are literally employing your entire staff, not only in your efforts to re-sign your guys, but in the event that that does not happen, what are plans B, C, and D? What can you do then if you see the guys who you want going in a different direction? So I have to think this is a time for Elton Brand where he and his staff are working overtime, just getting all their ducks in a row and trying to figure out what can we do? What if this doesn't work? What if that doesn't work? That sort of thing. So we'd all love to be flies on the wall. I know Elton came out yesterday and gave a news conference and perhaps gave some hint as to what he's going to do on draft night. But besides the draft, I think free agency is going to be quite the show once the gun is fired midnight on June 30th.
We've got three different scenarios we talked about yesterday. One involving one of the great producers down at NBC Sports Philly, Booney. You know, of course, Dan Roche. And so here's what we came up with. I want to run these three by you. I want to get your reaction. If they sign both Tobias and Butler as free agents, they would have to then use their exceptions to get other parts. How do we feel about Kentavious Caldwell-Pope or Terrence Ross and Ricky Rubio as a backup point guard on the exception money that you have left?
Well, just judging them as players, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is a guy who can hit an outside shot and defend. And I don't think you could have too many really good defensive players. In my mind, that's the first thing you look at is, can someone guard? And then you sort of figure everything else out. Ricky Rubio would have a treat. That would be a treat having him as a backup. It's pretty clear the Jazz now are going in a different direction. Apparently now they've acquired Mike Conley from Memphis. So he seems to be the guy they're going to pencil in. But a guy like Rubio, I mean, it would be amazing to have someone like that as a backup.
Or Patrick Beverley.
Who is another guy. And, you know, we saw what he did against Kevin Durant in the playoffs. A guy considerably smaller than Kevin Durant, mm-hmm. but someone who's not afraid to get in your shirt. And then I think the Sixers could use a good big man. You know, I think with all due apologies to the players who were in that role, you could see that Brett Brown was trying to figure out who to throw out there against Toronto. He was going back and forth. His rotation was not set there. And again, although I think Joel Embiid is working diligently to get in shape and play as much as he can next year, you're going to have to assume that he's going to miss X amount of games. And that guy needs to be of the quality where he could step in and play starters minutes for him.
The scenario two, I'll drop this by it, and the scenario three includes Horford. But scenario two goes, you only sign one of them. Say it's Butler. Now you have a little more wiggle room. Now you can sign a guy like Terrence Ross as a shooting guard and a Marcus Morris as a power forward, or you can go with a guy like Chris Middleton to make up that money that you would not be paying to Tobias Harris. How's that sit?
Well, those are all good names. I don't know if Middleton has officially declared his option. You would think that he would.
He opted out today.
Okay. So there's a guy who's a first-time All-Star. He's going to command a lot on the open market. The premium, obviously, in today's NBA game, Mike, is on shooting. So if you have guys like Middleton and some of the others that you have mentioned who can shoot, you have to think that not only will the Sixers target those guys if they have to in some sort of scenario, but also on draft night, you know, drafting 24 and those four picks in the second round. Can they unearth another Landry Shamet or somebody like that who can both shoot, defend, and fit into your team?
And the last thing is the Horford thing comes into play. For one, because today he's in the news. If they signed him as the starting four, he could be a backup five as well, and that money would be used on the money you would have paid Tobias. Do you like that?
Yeah. And the beauty of Horford is he could certainly play the five spot as well as the four. We certainly saw when we're starting Aaron Baines against the Sixers last year in the playoffs at certain times this year that Horford was at the four. We know that he could shoot. We know he's an excellent defender. He's got an off-the-charts basketball IQ. I love Al Horford, although you didn't like him as an opponent, but the kind of guy, if he came out red, white, and blue, you'd really be into it.
All right, it sounds good. A lot of moves that they have to make. These are all going to unfold as the summer goes on. Mark, we appreciate you coming on, and good luck with the event again. It's the first annual Mark Zumoff Sportscasting Seminar. It's Saturday, June 29th at 8 to 5. I'm sorry, I said 9 before. It's 8 to 5. Get up early. Cherry Hill JCC for high school juniors, seniors, college students, young professionals. And you can go to Zoo's Twitter, or you can go to this website, zoomoff.eventbrite.com.
Eventbrite. It's Eventbrite.
Yes. Good luck, man. It sounds like a great event. Good luck with
it. Well, Natalie's going to make it great, and I appreciate the time, Mike.
All right, Mark. We'll talk to you.
All right, take care.
All right, yes, Mark Zumoff.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.